Parliament poaching along the Nelson Mandela Bay coastline has escalated in scale and sophistication, but one anti-poaching unit is pushing back with an unexpected advantage: highly trained dogs. Darkwater Ops has been making notable gains, and with us is Operations Director Rossie Erasmus to explain how the unit and their star dog Zeus are changing the game. Hi Rossie, welcome to BizNews.
Hi.
Before we talk about the unit and how you're addressing this problem, can you give us a sense of how serious the illegal Parliament problem is along that coastline?
Parliament poaching at this current stage in the Eastern Cape is very rife. It's become a big problem where all sorts of syndicates are getting involved to get this commodity in it. And it's, at the moment, it's an international organized crime where various countries are involved in this industry. And if you look at abalone, the illegal part of abalone poaching in South Africa, it is the second biggest commodity being traded at the moment, talking fish-wise, and they fall just under the legal side of sardines. So if you take the our big sardines is in South Africa, illegal abalone poaching is right underneath it. So you're talking millions and millions and millions of rands of this commodity being exported illegally to foreign countries.
Well, you said that, it's also part of international networks. So when you catch these poachers, are they South African?
Look, it happens in stages. This whole thing is staged very well. And the end users are obviously in the East, which is Vietnam, China, and those places. But they send their guys here to process it, to dry it, so that they can export it easier to their own countries. But it starts off with a bag runner that's just there to run that bag from the water to the transport vehicle. And so it escalates until you get to where it is in China, Hong Kong, Vietnam, where it gets exported to.
So what makes that piece of coastline particularly vulnerable to poaching syndicates?
The piece of coastline that we monitor and protect here in the Eastern Cape is like a 25-kilometer coastline. It is prime habitat for abalone. It's the right sea conditions. It's the right food for it there. So, and the ecosystem there is perfect and established for abalone. So that's why it's being so targeted to poach that piece of environment there for the abalone.
So how did Darkwater Ops became involved?
We came involved through a project with the name Pakisa Project. It is a government project where they try to see if they can make abalone a sustainable fishery that can later help the local communities to generate money in those fishing villages and communities for themselves. So we are the security service provider for this Pakisa project to protect the abalone farmed and ranched in that piece of coastline where they farm with abalone in natural waters where they plant abalone and then let it grow wild. And then later, if it's sustainable, then start harvesting for the local communities to generate money for them.
And so when did you start using dogs for that?
We started using dogs, say, from 2017 to help us and assist us with apprehension and detection of abalone while we're busy working in that region.
How successful has that been, using dogs?
Well, very successful. A dog is a wonderful thing. It amazes you every day working with them and seeing what they can do, actually. And we've had big successes. I think in 2015, 2016, we did the biggest abalone bus in South Africa. It was over 100 tons of abalone. We got back out of containers where it was actually wrapped in cow tripe and then frozen. And then our dogs snuffed it out through the tripe. And then we managed to get containers full of abalone back. And then we've got a new dog now, Zeus. which we use more than tracking and looking for abalone in the bush, where these guys hide their abalone when they come out of the water just before it gets picked up. So Zeus and his handler, Yuan, they up and down the coastline every day, walking, tracking, trailing, and then detecting these abalone and get the abalone back.
So what kind of dog is Zeus, and what makes him so fit for this job?
Zeus is a Malinois. He's a Belgian Shepherd. They've got a very high drive, very agile, very energetic. So the amount of kilometers they walk and the amount of work they do during the day, you need a dog with a very high drive, very fit, very agile. And that's why we choose those dogs to help us in this coastline here.
Is he the sort of the lead dog?
Yeah, we've got six of those dogs there, spread out along all our units. But he because he's a specific dog for abalone, he's got the more successes, can we put it that way, in what we're doing in our everyday job. We've got firearm detection dogs, drug detection dogs that also do their part, but they don't get as much work in an everyday situation than what Zeus gets.
So how do you train a dog specifically to sniff out abalone or palamon?
It starts from puppy development. So from 8 to 12 weeks old, you start with them and they do what they call puppy development. Then they train the dog on its favorite toy, and then afterwards they put that scent that they want, but we use abalone now, to his toy, and that's how you start getting him to sniff his favorite toy, and you make the toy smell like abalone, and you start hiding it and start playing with it, and that's how he gets that drive to look for abalone, because that's actually his toy.
You said you had, was it five dogs, and do you want to expand that program?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. We have, as I said, we've got detection dogs. We've got, explosive detectors, narcotics. We've got tracking dogs. And then we've got, the patrol dogs, which people know as the attack dogs that we used to implement, dangerous suspects and so on. So, yeah, but we would like to expand and to make it a bigger unit. Yes.
Tell us a bit more about Dark Water Ops, you know, the background of the company and what you do.
Dark Water Ops is a private security company established in 2017 as an anti-poaching company. So we do anti-poaching along the coast, which is marine anti-poaching. Then we do anti-poaching in the Big Five areas where we look after rhinos and Big Five. We do farm protection to look after the farmers and that and their assets. And then we do investigations and armed escorts. And then it's got a section where we do technical work with alarm cameras, those. And then we've got an armed response unit as well, like a normal armed response unit that's in your suburbs. We do that as well.
Is that only operating in that area, in the Nelson Mandela Bay area?
No, we've got contracts over the Eastern, spread over the Eastern Cape. We've got contracts in Bronzelspruit. We had contracts in as far up as Port Norris. So we're widespread. But what makes us different is we are a elite unit. So we move it in small little groups, and we are highly trained, and we focus specifically on what we do and more on the prevention of something than the chase of something. So we try and stop it before it happens rather than chase after it's happened.
I've been wondering about palamon. So if you seize it, because it's still fresh, I mean, can you put it back into the sea? What do you do with it?
Unfortunately not. Abalone is a creature that doesn't have a blood clotting agent in its system. So even if it gets a small nick or you hurt the skin of the abalone, it actually bleeds to death. And what happens here is the shell of the abalone is a third of its weight. So while the divers are diving it under the water, they actually de-shell it. So they only take the meat and they leave the shell in the water. Then the abalone is dead already. So you've gone put it back.
So what happens to the seized abalone?
The seized abalone gets booked in to the SAPS 13, where Department of Agriculture, Environment, Forestry and Fisheries come and they collect the abalone. And then it gets taken to their facility in Cape Town. And I don't know, from there they process it. And I don't know what happened to it from there, but it goes to the department and they handle it from there.
Razi, what is your biggest obstacle in fighting poaching?
Our biggest obstacle at this moment is, unfortunately, in South Africa, it's our social economic status where there's no funding available for government to assist and to do proper big operations where we can utilize different departments in combating this abalone poaching. So funding from the government side to their own people is a problem at the moment. And then what we do is, or everything we do besides our small area that we need to protect outside that area is on our own account. So funding for us as well is sometimes a problem. The equipment being used and that we use are very expensive and they've come along the years now. So it's time to replace it, all those type of things for us to do the job properly again. So funding and that's our biggest issue at the moment is that there's no funds available for combating abalone poaching in South Africa at the moment.
And so are you self-funded then?
We are self-funded. We are a private security company, so we are self-funded, yes.
You don't get any government support?
No, we don't get government support at all. We've got a contract, like a normal security company's got a contract with a client, with a abalone farm, which is part of the Spakisa thing, and that's it. So we've got a small contract with them to say that we are their security service provider, and that's it. Other than that, We don't have any other funding from outside. And 80% of our work is broader than what we have to do for the abalone farm.
Well, Razi Erasmus, thank you so much for speaking to us. Do people often compare you to Razi Erasmus, the Springbok rugby coach?
No, I'm a bit bigger than him.
Well, Razi Erasmus, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for that.